This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Four more Americans have safely left Afghanistan, departing the country via an overland route with the acquiescence of the controlling Taliban. This, according to a State Department official on Monday. While the Taliban have blocked flights carrying more Americans and Afghans who want to leave the country, a senior State Department official said the Taliban did not impede the overland passage of the four individuals and was aware of their departure. The official announced the operation shortly before Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Doha to thank Qatari officials for their assistance. Qatar is acting as a midway point for thousands of Americans and Afghans who were flown to safety out of Kabul in late August. The official said the four people were greeted by embassy personnel after crossing the Afghan border, but did not say what country they entered. Meanwhile, after his stop in Qatar, the Secretary of State is on a trip that will also take him to Germany. There, he will engage in talks with U.S. allies on the end of the 20-year war in Afghanistan. The Taliban claimed victory over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, on Monday. The Taliban declared they had completed their takeover of Afghanistan and promised to announce a new government soon. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan. The NRFA is commanded by leader Ahmad Massoud. He remained defiant and did not concede defeat. He said via Twitter, "Our resistance will continue." His exact whereabouts were unclear. He said he was safe but gave no details. And you can follow all of the many developments in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing Monday of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Zanak, top members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Blinken wrote on Twitter, "We call for their immediate unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime." Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Zanak was sentenced to 10. Both stood trial behind closed doors. Only their families were allowed to be present at Monday's sentencing. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion from the country. Authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine. When she refused to leave Belarus, she was jailed. Around the same time, Zanak said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. Thousands of people protested regularly for months following last year's election, in which Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, all alleged that the election was rigged. Guinea's new military leaders are seeking to tighten their grip on power after overthrowing President Alpha Conde, and they are ordering the deposed president's soldiers to join them. Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya barred government officials from leaving the West African nation, ordering them to hand over their passports and government vehicles. Guinea's governors have also been replaced by regional military commanders selected by the junta. Before seizing power on Sunday, Doumbouya had directed the army's special forces unit. The international community has called on the junta to immediately release Conde. The West African regional bloc known as ECOWAS has threatened economic sanctions if the demand is not met. Mobile telephone networks were shut down in the northwestern Nigerian state of Zamfara, residents said on Monday, after authorities ordered a telecommunications blackout to help armed forces tackle armed gangs of kidnappers terrorizing the area. Two residents of Zamfara reached by phone after they traveled to neighboring Sokoto State said their mobile networks had stopped functioning over the weekend. Calls to police and officials inside the state were not going through. The Nigerian Communications Commission explained in a letter to a network provider that the blackout was, quote, to enable relevant security agencies to carry out required activities toward addressing security challenges in the state. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Music.